Parent Entrepreneur Power, conversation number 240.
Parent Entrepreneur Power.
Wait, what?
This is the podcast for parents juggling the tough choices required for success in business while putting family first. Hi, I'm Mary Catherine Johnson, and I share the ups and downs and dirty truths of profits and potty training while chatting with successful parent entrepreneurs from all walks of life. Are you powered up? Hey there, Power Parents. Guess who? MKJ. And I have a solo episode for you that kind of encompasses some of the major lessons that I've learned over the last year. Now, you all know, if you're following me at all, and if you've been listening to these episodes, that I have grown an agency business called Messenger Funnels. And I build marketing and sales funnels in Facebook Messenger through chatbots. I'm having a blast doing this. I am loving every minute, and just the things that I'm doing for people and the results they're getting are absolutely mind-blowing. So I'm telling you, mind-blowing. I cannot believe some of the results that my clients have gotten. One in particular, very recently, I spoke at the ManyChat conference in Austin in the end of September of 2018. And my topic was a case study of one of my clients, Allison J. Prince. She has a course called Zero to 100K, and it's zerotoonehundredk.com. Amazing course that she helps people do incredible things in growing an e-commerce business. And through Messenger, we were able to help her grow that business and sell $1 million worth of her online course in 99 days. $1 million in 99 days she made. And we did that through Messenger and a chatbot. I'm telling you, it's crazy. So what I want to talk about today is not that, okay? You can go and see that information on my website, messengerfunnels.com. I've written a case study on it. If you're really interested, you can go there. But really what I wanted to talk about today is business growth. I'm going to give you the three steps that I have learned and that I have seen in others to build your business, to grow your business. There is a three-step process, and I'm going to outline it for you right now. So hang on to your hats. And if you're not wearing hats, hang on to your britches, because this is going to get really specific. Because my whole goal is to have you grow your business and learn from the things that I and many other people have done. And I'll give you a caveat right now that the number one thing that's going to stop you from taking these three steps is mindset. Okay? That's another issue. I'm just going to give you the how and exactly what you need to do, but we need to talk about mindset in order for you to actually implement it. So if that's stopping you, reach out to me. Because I will definitely be able to give you some tips and resources to basically smack yourself upside the head and just do it, as Nike used to say. All right, so three-step process to business growth. Okay, all of us, and I include myself as this about 2 years ago, all of us superhero solopreneurs go through these growth obstacles. Okay, number one, what is the next thing I need to know to grow my business to the next phase? Lots of times we are hitting walls and we don't know what we don't know. You've heard that before, right? Yeah. So the first question we ask ourselves is, what is the next thing I need to know to grow my business to the next level? The second thing we need to do, once we've identified what we need to know, is what is the next thing I need to do to grow my business to the next phase, right? We need to know what we need to do next, then we need to do what we need to do next. And then the third thing is, who can help me do this? And once you identify number one and number two, number three will catapult you. I'm telling you now, number three is where the actual growth happens, not in one and two. Okay. And there are ways that we can bypass one and two and just go straight to number three. But let's start with just put our toe in the water in this thing, not jump off the cliff, okay? So let's start with the what I need to know. Okay, so most of the time we're going along great. We've got a business. We're making money. It's a service business where we actually perform a service for someone. It's an online course. It's a product business where we're selling a product. So there's lots of things we need to know in order to make that successful, right? We need to know what we have to have a website. We have to have a way to collect money. We have to have a way for people to find us and find the thing that we do really well. All of those things we have to do before we even make any money, right? Some of those things we can do and make money. Some of those things we have to have all of them in place before we make money. But let's just say those are the basics, right? Those are the things you have to know and do just to start making money in a business, okay? Website, you know, where people are going to find us, how they're going to know that we are an expert at what we do, how are they going to know if they need the thing we have, and then how can we collect money from them, okay? Basic stuff, right? So if you're in a business, you've already got that one dialed, right? You've already got that taken care of. If you're not making money yet, then you got to work on that first, okay? But I'm going to take it from that further. So I'm assuming you already have that. You're making money, you are handling clients, selling a product or a service. That's already done, okay? Now, what do you need to do next? So with that in mind, you already have that done, the basics of the business. Trying to go to the next step, most of the time, you're doing everything yourself. You might have a VA, you might have someone handling Facebook ads for you, Google ads for you, whatever else you might do. You might have someone that built your website for you, but really most of the day-to-day operations of your business you are handling, most of us. So in order to look to the next level, we have to ask ourselves, what do I need to know? And typically that talks about what processes do I need? So how can I streamline what it is I'm doing? So if I'm handling like I used to do in Mommy Loves back in 2003, okay, I did everything. I handled every single client inquiry. I actually pressed every single shirt. I typed out every single receipt. I posted every single sale in QuickBooks, everything. I updated the website every single time myself. All of those processes I did. So the next thing I would ask myself if I were back there in the old 2003 Mary, I would say, what process do I need to be able to grow to the next level? And probably one of the processes I would have done would be to actually have someone else come in and communicate with the clients or at least handle receipts and posting in QuickBooks. So probably a really good person would have been, or a really good skill would have been, a bookkeeper. Okay, so that's the next thing I would have needed to know so that I could then take myself out of that piece and focus more on design or creating new shirts or selling or communicating with customers on social media, even though social media didn't exist back then. But, you know, those kinds of ideas, that's what I would have needed to do. That would probably have been my first thing I needed to know. The process I need is a bookkeeper. Because that would take that off my plate and would probably save me, because I was doing like 20 to 30 orders a week and I was handling every single one of them myself. That would have saved me a ton of time to have all of that part done for me, right? So there's the first question. What do I need to know? What process do I need? And what process is stopping me from moving forward? Well, that is something that doesn't necessarily, that bookkeeper idea doesn't necessarily relate exactly to making shirts and designing shirts, because that's what Mommy Loves was, and it still is. It's a maternity design. So the bookkeeping part was not necessary to sell more shirts. It was necessary to take it off my plate so that I could focus on selling more shirts, but it wasn't necessary in the process of delivering the thing. Okay, so there's the first question. What do you need to know? Well, what process do I need? I broke it down. Looking back in time, I should have hired a bookkeeper, or I should have understood that that process should be taken out of my daily routine. I needed a bookkeeper. And processing every single invoice for 20 orders and posting all of that to QuickBooks would have saved me probably at least, I would say at least 3 hours a week. And 3 hours a week might not seem like much, but when you're doing everything, that might be actually 3 hours of sleep that I was able to get, which definitely made my business more successful because I was more focused, Okay. So there's number one. Let's keep going with mommy loves. So then the second thing is, what do I need to do? So what software would I need to be able to process that? We haven't even got to hiring a bookkeeper, right? I'm just looking at the processes. So what software do I need? Well, there's lots, like now we've got lots of great softwares like Dubsado. We've got, obviously QuickBooks can do both the invoicing and the posting for you all at the same time. If you do the actual receipt and the invoice in QuickBooks, all of that can be done for you all in one fell swoop, right? So that when it's paid, same with your website, you can use a PayPal button. PayPal can handle all of that for you. And then you can link it into whatever your accounting software is or bookkeeping software is. So then you look at, okay, what software do I need? And how do I go about implementing that software? So we've already handled number one, what do I need to know? Okay. Number two is now what do I need to do? And then number two usually involves another tool that you need to use. Okay. So typically it's going to be a software or an app or something like that. Follow me so far? So there's number one and number two. So for me, in my example of Mommy Loves, number one, I need a process of a bookkeeping process of some kind to make that easier for me. And then number two, what software? QuickBooks, PayPal, Dubsado, whatever it is I'm using that will then help me implement that new feature, that new skill in my business. Okay? Follow me so far? All right. So basically, if you're going to look, if you're going to do a search, you're going to basically search on how to do blank. If you're going to search on Google for something like that. And then the blank is you're going to fill in the blank with the task or the skill that you're talking about. Okay? So is it going to be the task or skill of bookkeeping? Is it going to be invoicing? What is it? So that's what you would search. Okay, so we got number one and number two. Guess what, folks? Number three is really where the magic happens. I'm telling you right now, now that you've identified what you need to know, you've identified what you need to do in terms of implementing the task or the skill, the next thing that's actually going to help you actually grow beyond your wildest dreams is who can help me do this? Who can do this for me so that I don't have to go in and do it all myself? Now, for me, in the Mommy Loves example, I had a built-in bookkeeper that lived with me. Okay, my husband is a tax accountant. He does bookkeeping. He does this for other businesses. So it's very easy. I could have easily handled it right over to him. But for the rest of you, if that's a bookkeeping situation, who can do it for you? Who can handle that? Who has a really good skill at doing that and that you can delegate it to them or pay them to do it? So basically, you ask yourself, who is an expert in this skill or task already? How much would they charge me to do it for me? Or can I hire them? So you start with, most of us start with contractors, subcontractors of some kind, consultants. And you can find them everywhere. I'm sure if you ask around to any friends, they will be able to share with you a great bookkeeper. Okay. I have an amazing one. If you want, besides my husband does the tax and stuff, but bookkeeper, if you want a referral on that, just reach out to me and I can definitely provide that. All right. So we've got it, right? The next thing you're going to do is actually find the person with the expertise that you need, because the number one thing that's going to stop you from growing your business is doing everything yourself. I guarantee you. The more you do that, of course, the more exciting it is, the more things you learn, all those things I love to do. I love learning and I love doing. But the more you do that, the less you will grow over the long run. That got you where you are. It won't get you where you need to go. Okay, you need to hire out. You need to delegate out in order for you to do more. You can't add more in a 24-hour day. You do need to sleep. Okay, all right. So those are the three steps. What do I need to know? Then what do I need to do? And how do I do it? And then who can help me? Who can do it for me? All right, promise me, Power Parents, you will do this. If you have a business that's making money, you will do these three steps. Okay. So let me give you an example of how I implemented these in Messenger Funnels now, and much faster than I did in Mommy Loves. I'm telling you, I was the thickest headed solo entrepreneur you would have ever met. I did everything myself for years and years and years. And it took me a long time. For being someone who prides themselves as a quick study, it took me a long time to let go. That's where the mindset comes in, okay? It really took me a long time to let go and realize that I cannot do everything, okay? So let's take messenger funnels. Messenger funnels I started in January, late January, early February of 2017. Okay, at the time of this recording, we are in the fall of 2018. As a matter of fact, I'm in October. Okay, so that's almost 2 years. And the first year was me doing most of the work myself, but hiring a VA very quickly. So this VA was able to handle most of that operation stuff that I mentioned to you, like I was talking about in Mommy Loves. So Sam is my VA, amazing. I'm in the process of hiring another VA, and Sam did all of my contracts. So I created the templates and the SOPs, the standard operating procedures. She basically customized all of my contracts or my agreements. So I would have a conversation with someone. They would say, yes, I need to hire you to do this XYZ for me. And then I would send them an agreement. I had a legal agreement drawn up, and I used that as a template, and I would customize, obviously, their name and who their business and what I was going to do for them. And Sam did all of that for me and then sent it to them in HelloSign. Okay? So that's the first thing. That would take a good minimum half an hour to do for each new client. So think about that. A half an hour of time minimum to do that for each new client. And if I was selling, say, 3 clients a week, there's an hour and a half of my time that's free now. Then she started doing many other things. She would post to my social media. She would post to Buffer, right? So that was another, at least you could do, we could do Buffer. Honestly, we could stack up Buffer probably at least 3 to 4 hours a week right there, just to stack up Buffer. And so there, right there, now we're into 4.5 to 5 hours a week. That's just with social media posting and contracts, okay? Then I have other software that I use. I use Trello. I use Google Folders. So all of that management, the creation of those Trello boards and Google Folders specific for each client, again, took time. And that Sam did for me. So if you look at just some of those things, I needed to know, what process do I need to know in order to streamline a lot of the communication that I'm having with clients? And I came up with Trello and Google Folders, okay? Well, now, who can I hire? I skipped. Forget the knowing. I mean, Trello's not that difficult. Google Folders are not that difficult, so I understood the process. But forget doing it myself. I did maybe the first couple, and then immediately I found someone to help me do it. Immediately. So I started out with Sam paying her no more than 5 hours a week, and she charged me $20 an hour. So I'm talking $100 a week. $100 a week. If you keep telling me, if you try to tell me you cannot afford $100 a week, then you're not making enough money. You're not selling enough, or you're spending money somewhere else that you don't need to. Look at some of those online courses you've bought into, or softwares that have monthly recurring fees on them, and find out really which ones do you need. Because you can find $100 a week to hire a VA, I guarantee you. All right, Sam does many other things for me now and has moved on from that. But she started with that. If you could, there is a perfect example right there. And I hired Sam probably within about 4 months, 5 months of starting my business. So I started in, let's say, the beginning of February, again, end of January. And I think Sam came in the summer. Maybe June. So June or July. I don't think it was much later than that. I'd have to look back. So we're talking no more than 5 months, definitely. I would look more like 4 or 3, and I hired her. So immediately, very, very different from Parent Entrepreneur Power and Mommy Loves. Very different. I was a superhero solo entrepreneur then. I no longer am, and my business tripled this year. So 2017 to 2018, we're in October. I'm on track to triple my revenue from last year. And it It's not because I'm intelligent. It's not because I'm crazy amazing at anything. It's because I have amazing people around me that help me do incredible things. I cannot do this all by myself. So if you want to do the same, obviously it helps that I'm in an incredibly changing and growing and fascinating industry of chatbots and technology. I love it every day, every minute of every day. I am definitely having a blast. But the main reason my business has tripled is because of the people I have around me. Now I have a team of 5 people. Now I have a team of 5 people. I have a developer that helps me. I have a project manager. I have a copywriter. I have a VA. I have my podcast editor, obviously, that helps with my podcast because I have another podcast over than this. And also my animator who does all of my wonderful animations. And the last two are my sons. And I am so blessed to have them working with me in this business. And I'm getting ready to hire another VA and another copywriter. So there you go. Those are the 3 things you need to do. You need to know what to do, what you need to know. You need to know what you need to do with that knowledge, processes or software. And then forget that. Once you understand, hire someone. Who can I hire? Who actually can do this for me? If you skip straight to that, you need to understand it. So one of the things I do need to say, you need to know what is necessary to move to the next level in your business. And I'd even say you need to understand the basics of the skill required, okay? So bookkeeping, you don't have to know debits and credits and double entry accounting systems, okay? You don't need to know that, but you do need to understand money in has to be higher than money out, right? You need to understand those basics, right? But you do not need to actually be the one doing the thing yourself. In fact, doing the thing yourself will stop your growth. So let me say that again. You do not need to actually do the skill or the task yourself. In fact, doing the task yourself will typically stop your growth. So understand the next step you need to take. Then hire someone else to do it so you can focus on what drives your business forward, what actually helps move your business forward. And that is 3 other things. Strategy, overseeing the implementation of all these processes, and most importantly, sales. If you are in business for yourself, people, you better know how to sell what it is you have. If you can't sell, then you're not in business. Guaranteed. So those 3 things you can focus on are strategy. What's my next move going to be? You don't have to play really well, chess really well, but it helps. But still, what's the strategy? Where am I moving forward? What's my roadmap? Okay. You need to then oversee the implementation of all these tasks that need to happen every day. And then you need to sell your little hiney off. Let me tell you that you need to go out and talk to people. And to me, that's what selling is. I'm talking to people to see if they need what I have. And if they don't need what I have, hallelujah. I found less people who need what I have. And that's fine. Not everybody needs what I have to offer them. So talking to people to me is sales. All right. So there you go. Your 3 things that you need to do, the 3-step process to business growth. And then you also have the 3 things that you can do instead of all those daily tasks. And then your business will grow. I guarantee it. It will happen unless you have a product or a service that nobody wants. So I shouldn't say I guarantee it, I guess, right? All right. So if you made it to the end of this, let me tell you about that new podcast. I need you to go take a gander, take a listen. It's called the Marketing Futurist Podcast. Marketing Futurist, F-U-T-U-R-I-S-T, Futurist. And it is incredible. We are interviewing Kelly Garrett and I of Etcetera Design. She and I are interviewing all these amazing marketing and technology futurists. You know probably many of them. If you've ever heard of Jamie Masters of Eventual Millionaire, she is one of our interviewees. She specifically talks about the possibilities of putting chips in our bodies to personalize our technology and marketing experience. I don't know if I agree with that one, but you have to listen to the episode to see what she talks about. It's kind of You talk about crazy futuristic. It also kind of makes me cringe a little bit. But anyway, I'd love to hear what you think. John Kutzier, we talked about, he's a writer and a futurist for Forbes, an entrepreneur, and he is a consultant to many businesses, helping them jump and leap into the future with their products and services. And he talks about personal APIs. And if you don't know what that is, we talk about that and explain it. We talked to some incredible people that both Kelly and I love and adore. Dan Gamito of ManyChat, formerly of ManyChat, and Mikhail Young, CEO of ManyChat, Dmitry Dumik, CEO of ChatFuel, Andrew Yaroshevsky, head of growth and technology at ChatFuel. Right Message, Brennan Dunn, CEO of Right Message. Natalie Lussier is the creator of Access Ally. All these people we have had on our podcast, and coming up by the time that you, actually in about a week or after this episode airs, we will also have talked to Molly Pittman, who is very, very well versed and known, former digital marketer, a part of that company, and also Jason Swank. We'll be talking to him as well. Amazing people that we are talking about the future of marketing and technology. I would love it if you listened and let me know what you think when you listen, because to me, every time I talk to one of these people, my mind is blown. It gives me even more to think about. And the thing that I have to stop myself from doing is diving in to this new thing. You want to talk about squirrels? I don't have squirrels I follow. I have new rocket ships that I want to jump onto. I'm telling you, I have new rocket ships that I want to jump onto, and I have to stop myself and stay in messenger funnels and keep growing my business instead of learning about this amazing new technology. So join us, the Marketing Futurist podcast. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, all over the place. I would love to hear what you think about it. And you know, in the meantime, do these three things. Take these three steps and you will help grow your business much more smoothly than I ever did. Enjoy the journey, my friends.
To get powered up for your day, just go to parentepower.com and listen to the over 200 episodes we have so far with amazing entrepreneurs just like you. It might just help you feel like a grown-up again.